I would like to know if someone could call in the words to the song, The Anniversary Waltz.
Wait. Hello, Mike Line.
Hi, Eddie. Want the words to that song?
Oh, yeah. This is The Anniversary Waltz.
I'll sing it for you. May I have this dance with you? This anniversary waltz come true with you?
May I have this dance with you?
I've got to sing it. It's the only way I'll get it to. May I have this dance with you? This anniversary waltz with you? Oh, yeah. I forget it.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
This is real romance, an anniversary dream come true. Uh-huh. May this be the anthem to our future years. 2 millions of smiles and a few little tears. Tell me this is real. May I dance?
Wow, you're doing all right.
Anyhow.
You waltzed very nicely.
You do too, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Peg.
Hello, I have a flagstone foyer.
Yes?
My dog had diarrhea, and it got all in between the cracks, and I can't get it out. And I was wondering if one of your listeners could tell me what to do about it.
Protects against chapping.
Hello, Kent Lyle Birdley for GE Lamps at the General Electric Institute of Light. And it's exam day here at Professor L.P. Hathaway's classes in light measurement and control.
All right, ready for your test, Birdley?
All set, Professor.
Yes. Fine, Birdley. You certainly turned out to be an excellent student. Just one more question, and you can graduate on our next commercial.
Yes?
Spell fluorescent. Gotcha.
Didn't think you'd ask me.
But he did. Oh, well, the New York stock market lost ground today after three straight sessions of advances. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, however, closed up more than half a point. Sales totaled more than 8,800,000 shares. Prices on the American exchange were also lower. Let's take a look at the weather, if we can. Fair tonight, lows in the teens, partly sunny tomorrow, highs in the 30s. And that's the news brought to you by General Electric and your Connecticut Valley GE Lamp agent. In Hartford, Connecticut, visit General Electric Supply Company at 2964 Main Street. Remember, light makes the difference in business, and GE makes the difference in light. Next news at 6. And now back to Bill Hanson.
Thank you, Dick. Now here is John Dancy. Stand by.
All the news. There have been major developments in Vietnam, including an attack and a communist shelling on Saigon San Sanut Air Base. The details from Jack Russell in Saigon.
Saigon.
Numerous clerical positions are still available for qualified applicants. Clerk type this. How now, brown cow?
The city will, of course, endeavor in every way to remove the dangerous accumulation of trash from the sidewalks and streets of New York. I will have a full report for the people at a news conference in City Hall tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, we got to do it again.
Yeah.
There's a fucking door in this phone.
All right, we're going to do it again. Just
locked. We did. Tell those people out there, just get a guard by the door. Just get somebody to stand by that door and not monkey with it.
You know, it's funny how record companies stage all kinds of gimmicks and things to get your attention. Yesterday, I received in the mail a box that, I guess it was 3 feet by 2.5 and maybe 12 inches deep. I couldn't imagine what it was from Warner Brothers. It was a full-size photograph, an enlargement, but a full-size photograph of a bus, a big bus, a Greyhound, or one of the regular-sized bus. There was a little note in it and said that this fella had written a tune called Bus, but right now this thing is all crinkled up. I started it. My wife says, you got to fold it up the same way. It's the only way we'll ever get it back in the box and get it out of here, see? So I said, no, let's just crinkle it up like you would wad up a piece of paper. Do you know that we're two of us are shoving this great big ball of paper, see? It's higher than my car. It was in the garage. And she's pushing on one side, I'm pushing on the other. We're trying to wad it up, see? Well, I had to take the car out of the garage. We now have nothing in the garage but this paper. And it's completely full of this paper. One piece of paper, picture of a bus. Well, that's what they'll do to... When a popular baby maker, baby food maker, boasted that babies were...
6:55, here's regional and local news, your newscaster Bill Henson. Edwin May, Jr. of Wethersfield, Saturday announced his...
That was music from South Pacific. Mary Martin singing a cockeyed optimist. And that's what you have to be on this program sometime.
WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. This is AM and FM in Hartford, Connecticut. Now stay tuned for the latest forecast from the Travelers Weather Service in Hartford.
Colder air...
A report from Garrick Utley, NBC News in Saigon.
A new American Corps area in the two northernmost... A new American Corps area in the two northernmost provinces of South Vietnam.
Go to Pryor Island and you'll survey the most exciting packets in the world today. Even on the ferry boat, you'll find a man stops and takes big pleasure when and where he can. Chesterfield! Tight little island full of gay romance. They wear gay sandals and they wear tight pants. Sun-drenched top to bottom every day. Blessed with the miracle of being gay. The very best of faggots in the USA. Giving big, big pleasure in a big, big way. Chesterfield!
The taste you've been missing in the length you've learned to like. Full queen size, tops and friendly satisfaction. Join the big swish to Chesterfield Queen. New choice of the fags of America. Chesterfield!
This has been Invitation to Travel.
Say, possibly 2 minutes for the Met ball players to come up with a vote unanimously. Unanimously, you said it, Joe.
Okay.
That they did not...
It is Tuesday in the Far East, and South Vietnamese tactical bombers and U.S. B-6.
Tonight, the Ed Sullivan Show was brought to you by the makers of Popsicle, Fudgesicle, Creamsicle. All kinds of good frozen treats display the red sickle ball, sign of the real thing.
Mission Impossible star Peter Graves on A Tale of Counterfeiters.
Jerry Burr. Jerry?
You just got out of the service?
Right.
February.
What were you in?
I was in 5th Special Forces Army.
The British Open champion Gary Player of South Africa, the last foreigner to win the PGA Championship in 1962, is passing up this year's silver anniversary PGA.
Now let's call on the talent of Lenny D. And here is Love is Blue.
In the headlines this morning, Saigon, U.S. officials say the immediate threat of an attack on Saigon has eased. Enemy offensive now expected the last of this month or the first of next. Prague, excuse me, Russia and her hardcore allies warn
Czechoslovakia, where police say a gunman fired the fatal shot, and at the Lorraine Motel where King was killed. Legal developments in the case may begin tomorrow in Memphis. A report from Don Oliver.
The hospital ship SS Hope brings self-help medical aid to countries that have ill...
James Earl Ray is expected to go before a judge in Memphis tomorrow to be arraigned on charges.
Report on the London demonstration from David Weber.
The hospital ship SS Hope...
The weather today here in London was mild and sunny.
More news after this message.
The hospital ship SS Hope brings self-help medical aid to...
After years and years of neglect of this subject was the bringing in of a brand new fleet of air-conditioned buses, which we're very proud. Of course, something always goes wrong in municipal government, and we found out that they were manufactured with the front step in which you get into the bus a little too high. And we've had quite a problem with that. The most serious problem we had was when a very attractive young lady with a very tight and very short miniskirt was waiting at one of our bus stops trying to get on. And she tried to get up her leg on the step, and it wouldn't go, and it wouldn't go. And finally she reached around and zipped the zipper a little bit to loosen things up, tried again, and it still wouldn't go, and she reached around and zipped it again. And finally the man behind her got thoroughly exasperated, and everybody was getting sore, and the driver was getting angry. So the man behind her lifted it up, plunked her on the platform, and as she was putting her token into the box, while the gentleman leaned over and kissed her on the back of the neck, whereupon she turned around to him and said, "I beg your pardon, I've never seen you before in my life." And he said, "Well, after you'd zipped my zipper twice, I figured you wanted to get to know me better."
The Sandman doesn't really have a monopoly on nighttime happenings. Art Johnson, too, is very much in evidence during the other side of the day. So if your plans for tonight include anything other than sleeping, tune Art Johnson and enjoy... The Other Side of the Day, beginning at 11:35 tonight.
Tune from 1951, a hit of Rosemary's Clooney. Rosemary Clooney's from that year, and Mixed Emotions. You were just saying... Ah, what a breeze out here right now, and how pleasant it is. Good enough is not good enough when it comes to the Olympic Games.
You enjoy Light Classics? Enjoy WTI's pop concert. Light Classics, carefully selected and beautifully played.
For a report now on a Johnson-Eisenhower visit to Charles Quinn, NBC News, Washington. We are unable at this moment to bring in the report from Charles Quinn in Washington.
And we have with us at 11 minutes before 11 o'clock the Civil Defense Director for Hartford, Joe Callahan. Joe, how are you doing this morning?
Just fine, John.
Beautiful day.
Sure.
Doctors have ordered more medical tests for President Johnson, who is suffering from a chronic intestinal problem called diverticulitis. Diverticulosis, that is. Mr. Johnson will return to Brooklyn.
You know, some people start their day with 20 push-ups, others just barely crawl out of bed, and some people have a big brother breakfast, others just coffee.
Now in color, the latest forecast of the Traveler's Weather Service, brought to you by General Foods, makers of new Super SOS soup pads, now with the longer-lasting soap. We'll watch the forecast in the making in just a minute.
McGovern hopes to inherit more than 300 Kennedy votes to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago and key members of the Kennedy staff. Pierre Salinger and Arthur Schlesinger were the first to commit themselves to work for the governor. Senator McGovern long ago shared Senator Kennedy's opposition to the Vietnam War and his commitment to social justice.
You know, some people start their day with 20 push-ups, others just barely crawl out of bed, and some people have a big brother breakfast, others just coffee. But one thing almost everyone has in common, besides big brothers, is listening to that synonym for a good morning, Bob Steele. However you begin your day, make it a little brighter. Listen.
Now here is Robert Goulet as Frank Butler, master marksman in Irving Berlin's musical comedy, Andy Get Your Girl, with a song that sets forth a few ideas of the kind of a girl he would marry.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings until 9.
Good morning, Earl.
No, we've started the program, dear, and we are about to greet another guest who is in the studio. I think people who foretell things and foresee things are always people who are exciting and interesting.
Not as silly as you're talking with your big mouth full.
Have a goober sandwich. It's peanut butter and jelly in a jar. Smucker's goober jelly, available at the Pollen food stores. Floyd, come up here and talk to me, will you?
Oh, they're done.
Oh, I'm ready again.
You fellas haven't changed much, have you?
No, it's...
Pat Boone and Rock of Ages.
That's Bobby Goldsboro, and new one. It's called Autumn of My Life. It's a beautiful song.
Well, friends, thank you very much for listening. It's awfully nice of you
to do that, and we appreciate it.
Recommended I exercise daily with dumbbells, so would you like to take a little walk after this program, Mr. Schrago? We take you around the plaza here. This is Bob.
Let's check our bulletin board for today. Showing at the Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut, between Tuesday, August 27th, and Saturday, August 31st. Just thought I'd cover that up so you wouldn't notice it. T.S. Eliot's comic drama, The Cocktail Party. Curtain time, 8:40. Maybe I ought to do that all the time. With a Thursday matinee at 2:30. Call the box office. All right, I'm through. Let's call on Les and Larry Elgar.
John Hartford, your host, Glenn Campbell, on the second half of the Summer Brothers Mother's Show.
CBS News kicks off its convention coverage with a special preview report. Don't miss it tonight on CBS.
A young man's drive for social and financial success drives into desperate measures.
Attention all stations, this is Broadcast Control in New York. Tonight, Harry Reid in the news will be 1.5 hour in length. The first feed is 11:00 p.m. to 11:30 current New York time, including CBS. The second feed is from 11:30 to 12 midnight current New York time, including CBS. This means that those stations taking the second feed must plan 1.5 hour of local programming. This is Broadcast Control in New York.
Now in color, here is the early edition of the Channel 3 News with your newscaster, Bruce Kern.
Good evening. There was a plea from Connecticut today for those who are pushing a draft senator from Larry the Bear in Chicago.
Connecticut's Governor Dempsey today issued his strongest statement yet on talk of a draft for Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy. He said it's not fair to the family or the convention, and he called for an end to all the talk. Dempsey said he...
Go to Taunton Dog Track's big opening tonight, first race 8 p.m., twin double and daily double. Finest food and beverages. That's tonight at Taunton Dog Track, North Dighton, Massachusetts.
Stylorama creates a new contemporary floor plan based on individual kitchen traffic patterns. And if you have a kitten, I'll take that into consideration, too. Maybe build them a doghouse or cat house. It's chicken, kitten palette or something. But seriously now, Stylorama.
The Bo Sox will send pitcher Gary Bell to the mound against Joe Coleman of the Senators. Catch all the action of Red Sox baseball right here on WTIC tonight at 7:20.
State Senator Wallace Barnes of Farmington was elected Friday to serve as Republican minority leader in the Senate. Barnes will head the 12-member Republican delegation to the Democratic-controlled 36th state Senate seat. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to discontinue this news for now. Let's do the weather. I cannot compete with speakers in this building. There you have the 12:05 edition of WTIC News. We'll have news, sports, and weather on the half hour, news on the hour and half hour all night long. I'm very sorry about having to stop in the middle of that newscast, but I could not continue, and I will not continue until something is done, frankly, about the speaker system or the overhead or whatever all that goes on here. It is ridiculous. I cannot concentrate. And it's a known thing. I just cannot do it. I'm sorry. 10 minutes past 12. This is a Saturday morning. It is November the 16th. And air pollution can affect health and the like. So if you... do you have anything for me in particular? Just a bulletin?
No.
No. All right. Just want to exchange news. Sorry about that. This is a very informal public service announcement we're making here, friends. I hope you're aware of that. From the top, da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you contribute to Connecticut's air pollution problem? Remember, box or bag. Don't burn. Please. Okay. I never can tell. When a newsman comes into the studio and just stands there back of me, and I'm in the middle of something, I usually tend to want to look up and see what's going on because I can't tell for sure whether or not he has a bulletin going for him or something like that. I kid you not, earlier this evening, trying to do that 12:05, I felt like I was inside a bass drum going through a Sousa symphony. It is the wildest thing in the world. The speakers downstairs were going full blast. Speakers outside this particular Studio 3 that I'm in, and the newsroom thing was going with the police radios and the fire radios and the television set. I had about six things going. I had Yale University located somewhere out of Sacramento, California, you know, and I'm getting it now. And it was the wildest scene in the world. I kid you not. Just trying to read a newscast. I finally had to quit. That's all there was to it. I said, I'm sorry about that. I just quit. I cannot read it. It won't make any sense out of what I'm reading, so why bother even trying? Maybe somebody will introduce noise abatement. Who knows? Oh, dear. It's 2:24, and here is Peter Duchin. We'll have more news and weather at 4:30 and again at 4:55 here at Open House. I've never seen such going on in all my life. Guys downstairs are watching a little telly action. They've got a good thriller going on. I can hear the machine guns going like mad. I think they're installing phone lines or something like that. People walking in and out of doors. Guy coming upstairs and downstairs with sports news all night long. I don't know where he's getting this stuff. He's in the TV booth. And the whole thing, really, the whole place is just absolutely wild this Saturday morning. I've never seen a Saturday morning like it. 7:30 past 4 o'clock. Bert Camford should wrap it up pretty well for this a.m. And what are you nodding? Okay, this has been the wildest Saturday morning I think I've ever encountered in my life. I kid you not, friends. It started at the stroke of midnight, and it's been, you know, like not exactly total collapse since that time, but I've never put in a Saturday like this in my life. And it all started when I gave up cigarettes. That might be an omen, I don't know. Let's wrap it up.
NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Cold Power Powder. Gets out the worst kind of dirt in cold water. Germ proofs, too. Now here is Ron Nesson.
North Vietnam agreed to consider an American and South Vietnamese proposal.
In the National Basketball Association tonight, New York is at Baltimore, San Diego at Cincinnati, Boston at Detroit, Phoenix at Philadelphia, San Francisco is playing Milwaukee in Madison, Wisconsin. In the American Basketball Association, Houston at Kentucky, Miami at Indiana, Minnesota at Los Angeles. Joe Namath has finally done it, and the Fu Manchu mustache is now a thing of the past. The New York Jet quarterback, the reason that he stepped up to the cameras today was that there were three of them there to record this momentous moment, and the whole thing is going to wind up as a television commercial. It took him approximately 2 minutes, and Namath was paid an estimated $10,000 just for shaving. That's it for Strictly Sports. Remember, UConn basketball at 7:50. Sports final tonight at 11:20 with Lou Palmer. This is Arnold Dean reporting.
Why don't you record that? I left my heart in San Francisco. Might be a big hit. This is WTIC in Hartford. We're at 1080 on your dial.
Peter flies up and down the stage right before your eyes. Let me continue. Let's do a splice job. Peter flies. Get out of here, Zwerko. You're bad news. Peter. Oh, boy. Why do I do this? I can't. Peter flies up and down the stage right before your eyes. It's a show. Peter flies up and down the stage right before your... Oh, my God. I got less than a minute. Okay.
I'm going to test your memory now, as long as you're in the mood. I mean, everybody knows what licorice shoestrings... Everybody knows what licorice shoestrings are, but how many of you remember stalactites of rock candy with white string inside that held the crystals together, Or different kinds of hard candies fashioned in the figures of bears, camels, and elephants, or transparent candy marbles with spirals of wonderful colors coiled within them? Raise your hand if you remember them all. All right. All of you with your hands up, stick them up. No, you must also remember good old-fashioned ice cream with its rich, creamy, smooth taste. You'd probably have a hard time finding the transparent candy marbles today, but you can still get deliciously creamy ice cream. I shouldn't do that. I really shouldn't do that. I hate myself. But the ice cream is great. In fact, you can get it in hand-packed pints. There is a farm shop on Kelly Road, Vernon Circle in Vernon, on Rubber Avenue in Naugatuck, on North Colony Road in Wallingford, 27 and all. Stop in at a nearby farm shop for an ice cream treat. Oh.
Is such a fine golfer, it's probably just as well we never got together. He has a handicap of about 2 or 3. So he not only sings good, but he plays golf the same way.
5:35, this is Jim Thompson with WTIC News, brought to you by your Connecticut Valley General Electric Plant agents.
Communist troops have bombarded at least 9 population centers and Allied military installations with rockets and mortars tonight. Casualties and damage.
The time to remember lifesavers is before you become stranded in your car in snow country. The National Safety Council hopes you store heavy clothing and boots, quick energy food such as dried fruit, spare can of fuel, and a pan to melt snow for water. Don't panic. Stay with the car and concentrate on making yourself noticed by tramping an SOS in the snow, using mirror or hubcap to reflect sunlight, or douse the spare tire with gasoline and set it afire.
I'm sure you don't realize it, but actually you heard a marvel of engineering. Dick Swerko, our engineer. Did you notice how scratchy that record was when we began playing it? Well, we started out with one copy of that record and ended up with another copy of it. What we did, of course, because the first copy was very scratchy, something happened, and... Who is the mystery face? We've got somebody wearing a sheet over his face. Who can it be? I don't know. Just walk right into the control room. Well, anyway, started off with one record and very scratchy, so we cross-faded to another copy of it without missing a beat. Say, I bet you thought winter spelled the end of your golf game, right? Well, all right. Mystery fans, it's time for Ellery Queen. And with me tonight, again in the studio, for the third straight day in a row, Lou Palmer.
Yes.
Were you able to get home last night?
As a matter of fact.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because we did solve it, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
No, we did it together. That's the important thing, teamwork. And I want to apply that teamwork now. Are you all set? Here is tonight's Ellery Queen mystery.
This is Ellery Queen with the case I call the... Explain.
Has something to do with the phone, Lou, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would say, right off the top of my head, the inspector was using Bishop's phone. Now, if he had been shot while he was trying to dial for help, phone would have still been off the hook. And so I guess the secretary is on the hook.
That's good.
In the case of the disloyal servant, the inspector used Bishop's phone to make a call. If Bishop had been shot while he was trying to dial for help, the phone would have still been off the hook. Now the secretary is on the hook.
Listen again to Ellery Queen's Minute Mysteries.
I've never had a dishonest one before. You listened to that tape. You
no,
did.
No, I didn't. I wrote it.
You wrote it. Boy.
Well, listen.
I mean, we have thousands of people who believe that we're sitting here solving these things.
There is a Santa Claus. What else did I judge? You know?
Was it really just a coincidence? Did you just come up with that line?
Well, look, I was on a losing streak.
Right.
So now I have one in a row.
Right. Let's call on Sherry. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Dick, and good evening to you, our radio.
Here is the Reverend Roger F. Nicholson of South Congregational Church.
CBS has the news at 9 o'clock. Then he's on at 10 after 9.
Oh, God. Good.
And that's 1,200 around there.
Experts. Every day, the second hour of Mike Line offers the services of such illustrious names as Gene Colbert, Frank Atwood, Robert E. Smith, and George Ehrlich. Ask the experts. Dial Mike Line weekdays beginning at 1:15 on TIC.
A reminder that the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders will climax one of the most exciting seasons in AFL history when they collide today at 12:45 at Shea Stadium. That's AFL. And this is WTIC.
Well, it looks like you've got a good holiday thing going. What do you call that? What is the name of the tournament, Bill?
Well, we just call it the holiday tournament.
Just the holiday tournament. But it's a holiday of fun for the basketball fan.
Time now, 5 o'clock.
Operated by Broadcast Plaza Incorporated, with studios and broadcast... with our prayer for today.
Let us pray.
.69-52, but it was a picture play. 7:23 to go. Lambert is... The course, open to all over age 18 who are currently certified in advanced first aid, will be instructed by J.J. Bodine. Those attending are asked to take a notebook, first aid textbook, triangular bandage. What are they going to do to you? Oh, and 2-inch roller gauze bandage. Sessions will be held from 7 to 10 p.m. at chapter headquarters. Registration will be taken at the first class. For further information, call Safety Programs 249-7501. I'll repeat that. I shouldn't have looked up at the control room. Why do I do that? I should know better. 249. I'll give you the phone number later. Here is Miriam, come to my rescue.
In my native village in Johannesburg, there is a song.
We've temporarily lost sound from CBS Face the Nation. We'll continue to bring you the audio portion.
And not get bound to some particular procedure.
Hello, Mike Line.
Hello. Hello, I would like to know, like when I wash diapers, how can I remove the shit from it?
Well, we lost that call.
Well, my question is, I saw the movie about 2 months ago, The Swimmer, with Burt Lancaster.
Uh-huh.
And I know he hasn't been doing anything other than that lately, and I was wondering, you know, if he'd ever been, you know, if he's married, ever been married, what's he doing now, and stuff like that.
Well, Burt Lancaster's married. He's got 3 children.
He's married once, twice, or?
He's on his first wife. First wife.
More in a moment. Now, this from Association of American Motor Railways.
I'm seriously trying to give them up.
Okay.
I am. But it's unfortunate. It's one of those things. You know what it is. It
gives you something to do.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it comes from mother complex. Something
well,
in your hands.
Well, if you say so, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Well, not with your hands, with your mother. No, it's more. It's an oral gratification.
Yeah,
it's like being on. It's like being on your mother's breast again.
That's what cigarettes are.
And I'll drink to that.
Let's see if it tastes the same.
I was told that Henry Ford, when he was 87 years old,
Rockefeller.
His doctor said, what you need is mother's milk. So he canvassed the neighborhood. Well, excuse me, is there a pregnant young lady in the house? And they would try to buy this young mother's milk for Rockefeller. You see, a lot of good it did him. He went like everybody else went. Maybe he had a better time, I don't know. Terrible.
What a great way to go.
This is Floyd Richards at Storrs, Connecticut, saying so long for George Ehrlich, engineer Wayne. I wanted to say Halligan because I was looking at this Halligan here. Mulligan. I knew there was an Irishman around someplace. Anyway, we'll all be around to greet you on Saturday night. This is Floyd Richards from Storrs.
It's 11:00, and this is WTIC News, World and Regional, Ed Anderson recording. Reporting, rather. The Viet Cong's week-long truce for the Lunar New Year ended this morning.
Degrees.
Listen every weekday afternoon at 5:35 for WTIC News, brought to you by General Electric and your Connecticut Valley GE Lamp agent. In Hartford, Connecticut, visit Green Hardware on Atlantic Street. Remember, light makes the difference in business, and GE makes the difference in light. Next news at 6:00.
Now back to Dick Purcell. Oh, Mr. Purcell keeps those laughing leprechauns around.
A little bit happy, a little bit sad. A blaze of pink can, her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bath.
Mr. Purcell doesn't need them anymore, not after that.
He was Julius Caesar, so they put him in the home.
I want to remind you that this evening another pop concert holds the promise of good listening. Special selections will include The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Dukas, performed by the Paris Conservatory Orchestra, and the presentation of Wagner's Siegfried's Rhine Journey by Booker T. and the MGs. Hear pop concert at 10 past 8 on WTIC.
How about a quiet relax?
You're listening to the Station of the Stars, WTIC, in Hartford.
This is Savannah, Georgia. There's been a little precipitation, too, most of it light and varied. A little snow in Boston this morning, occasional drizzle, sprinkles, and freezing rain in isolated points along the coast. This is Barbara Allen in the Traveler's Weather Service.
Thank you, Barbara. Next report. And 11:20 tonight, we'll have Strictly Sports, George Hurley, coming your way in just a moment.
Such discussions, which he said could very possibly help create a climate for constructive progress on all U.S.-Soviet problems. More news after this from General Motors. General.
Hey, if you're ever driving out in Oregon, if you're ever out that way, and you see a mallard duck leading 60 head of sheep, don't get worried. It's true. Seems the duck arrived with a mate last summer on the Boring Oregon farm run by Neil Pestis. But the mate was killed by a fox, and the duck joined the sheep. Now, Pestis says the duck apparently sought new companionship and protection from the fox when he became friendly with the sheep. And I guess fox is no threat to a sheep, just a wolf. Fox is too small to do anything to a sheep, right? Foxes eat rabbits and ducks. Well, the duck's name is Lizzie. She eats, drinks, and sleeps with the sheep. What happens when you cross a duck with a sheep? He quacks loudly at any of the sheep who wander from the pasture. And if they pay no attention, Lizzie waddles after the wandering sheep and quacks him back into line. Can you see it now? One little duck leading all these sheep around. Actually, Lizzie is a male duck. But the family didn't find out until he'd been named Lizzie. What's the sense there? Well, anyway, it's the reason I see is it's the only name he'll answer to, Lizzie. How do you determine whether a duck is male or female? Blue webs or pink webs? No. The coloring? A blue head or a pink head? Males are bright, females are dull? You can say that about humans, too, in some cases. No. Well, if you cross Lassie with a mountain lion, the commercial says, the advice is not to be home, not to be around when Lassie comes home. And if you cross a duck with a sheep, you'd get a sheep with webbed feet covered with feathers
yelling quack, quack? Or would you get a duck covered with wool? I wonder what determines that when you cross something with something else. Which characteristics, when you get two, I mean, you know, completely opposite things, not even related. Well, first of all, I think it's impossible to mate a duck and a sheep. I mean, you know, it just doesn't... I can't see how it would be possible, you know. 16 and a half minutes before 2. I had a great time this morning. Hope you are, too. I just saw a bunch of men in white coats running down the hall there. They coming in here?
Right now, Mark Norman, the public address announcer, introducing the Wilmington Blue Bombers, who in their Blue Road uniforms, visiting the Caps, the first of a best-of-3 series for the Eastern Division playoff title. Wade Bellamy and Frank Corris, two of the fine veterans of this Wilmington Blue Bomber ball club. They played together for some...
This is Mike Line. Good afternoon.
Hi. I don't know if you can really help me or not, because this is sort of a case for Dear Abby, but perhaps one of your single women in your that are listening to the program might be able to help me. There is a bachelor that works in our office, and he's quite attractive, and I understand he has money, too. And I'm 55, and he's about 60. And he's always saying that he hates women, and I wonder if that's so. When men really say they hate women, if they really hate them or they just love them. Because I am single, and I'm looking for someone, and I wonder if I'd be wasting my time making a play for him.
Bruce, do you wish to add...
I'm only going to say that there is a saying that love is akin to hate, but this is a very personal thing, and I don't think you're going to get your problem solved by the Mike Line audience. Probably, as you say, it was probably a better question to pose to someone who is versed in... well, let's see. So there was one gal here a while back I saw on a TV show who had written a book on... how to get a man and...
how to keep
another
him.
Another one was... Well, your Dear Abby idea was a very good idea, I think.
Well, I didn't want to write to her because by the time I get an answer back, then there's another woman that's in our next department, and she's always selling perfume, and she's giving him free samples, so I'm wondering if he'll be able to make a play for him better than I can. I ought to give him some free samples.
I guess so.
The weather forecast in a moment.
Kent Lyle Birdley for General Electric Lamps at Duane Sports Arena, home rink of the Cobras ice hockey team. The teams are warming up, and with me is Cobra goalie Jacques Leguillard. Where are you from, Jacques?
I was come down here to play from Three River there on top of Canada.
Well, your teammates call you Jacques the Impregnable. Why is that?
Well, because it's so hard to get the puck inside my net on it there, but it was not always that way there.
Oh, no?
No. Before they put the new lights on top of the ceiling, I could not see the puck until it hit me here on top of my choppers.
Jacques is pointing to his teeth.
I was looked like a leading man before I play hockey here. Now my face looked like a Frankenstein monster on it.
You do have a few scars, but I hope they're your last since they've installed GE Lucalox lighting.
Hey, look out for the
this
puck on it.
Well,
don't swallow. A hockey puck is hard to digest on it.
Listen every weekday afternoon at 5:35 for WTIC News, brought to you by General Electric and your Connecticut Valley GE lamp agent. In Holyoke, Massachusetts, visit the J. Russell & Company. I'm sorry, that Bob and Ray do a funny, funny, funny job.
Wrap it up.
There has to be a law against that.
I know it.
Wait a minute. Remember, lights makes the difference in business.
Right.
And GE makes the difference in light. Next news at 6, and now take it, if you will, Dick Bertel.
Thank you very much, Lou Palmer, and back to music.
and cook it over the heat until the wax melts and blends in.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And then it'll come out.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye. You doing sound effects on the show today?
No. I didn't mean to do that. I just yawned. I didn't know I was going to, you know, have such a...
We can hold this program earlier in the day or something.
527-4188.
4 o'clock in the morning.
In Greater Hartford. That's when I get up, Ed. 527-4188 in Greater Hartford. Enterprise 9842 from Waterbury, Cheshire, and Springfield, Massachusetts. Say, I have a question. Do you have a car at your disposal? Then why not ask a friend or neighbor to act as helper and deliver a hot noonday meal and a cold supper to handicapped or elderly shut-in clients of Meals on Wheels. Your services for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week or month from 11:15 to 1:15 are desperately needed. So why don't you call Meals on Wheels at 278-9374. This is a very wonderful, wonderful organization. Now, the reason that the boys were laughing when I said, do you have a car at your disposal? I didn't have one at my disposal for a couple of days.
They were using it for Meals on Wheels, were they?
No. A couple of young fellas thought it would take a little ride in it.
I'll tell you something,
and I will say this. Whatever you do, friends, when you park that car, be sure and take out the keys. Be sure and take out the keys.
In fact, if you can, take the motor in with you, too. That will help.
And a message to young fellas, leave the cars alone, you know. But really, it's so important. I never realized it before. But when it happens to you, you know, you realize it.
You never think it can happen to you.
You never think it can, you know.
All of a sudden, there you are, you know.
That's
you're
right.
In the middle of the story. Okay, well, so much for the sermon today, huh?
To give Sparky Lyle his win. So that just about wraps it up here from Fenway Park. For Ken Coleman, Ned Martin, and Al Walker, our engineer, this is Johnny Pesky saying so long from Fenway Park. The final score once again, Boston 4 and Detroit 2.
Good morning. This is WTIC-TV, Channel 3 in Hartford, Connecticut. The time is 3 minutes before 6 o'clock, and here's the Town Crier's edition of the news. News in brief. There was another night of violence in Madison, Wisconsin. Some 1,000 persons marched on City Hall after police broke up another attempt by students at the University of Wisconsin to hold a block party. American B-52 bomber, 20-year-old Woodmont man, Kenneth Wadika, was accidentally shot and killed while attending a party in Bridgeport last night. That's the top of the news at this moment. There will be more later. The time now, 2 minutes before 6.
Do you have any weather, Bob? No guess at it?
The Town Crier news in the book.
You might be wondering what is going on here, and I'm with you. This is Bob Steele, and in just about in a little less than 2 minutes, I hope to be on radio to start my show. And that's a picture of my show right there, as I've never seen that before. I hope I don't fall backwards. But we have a little radio show that goes on from 6 to 10 on WTIC Radio, AM and FM. From 6 to 10 every morning, Monday through Saturday, live. And why they hadn't thought to put it on Sundays, I don't know. I just hope they don't think of it. At any rate, WTIC-TV is going to go ahead through this day in spite of this unusual beginning. And in just a moment, you'll hear Floyd Richard.
This is Channel 3, Hartford.
And the third thing, your recipe for the gardenia bush almost got me a divorce.
Oh?
My husband came home and when he spotted a box of saltpeter in the kitchen when I was making supper. He wasn't quite happy enough.
Okay.
On tonight, Joe Durand, your genial host on Nightbeat. Now this is Al Terzi speaking for our engineer Bill Kaluch, wishing for you a good evening.
Roger, you're going to be appearing beginning today at the Armory in that Sporto and Ott show. Oh, dear, let's cut it.
Exactly.
Well, myself, I still like Mrs. Salu's suggestion. Of course, she has a flagpole. Our Enterprise Line, friends, goes into New Haven and Branford, you know, this month of Connecticut. And the people in those areas can call the operator and ask her to dial.
Nevertheless, we feel that there is a need for this study, the checking of it. And we hope that...
I don't think that was a comment.
No, that was a call.
I think I know.
Now the Baylor University Religious Hour Choir sings Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Time is life. Time is today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Time is the golden years of the past, the great moment of this day, and the happy hopes of days to come. Time is yours to use, not to keep. Time is life. And life is time.
In Hartford, Connecticut, this is WTIC 1080 and WTIC FM. It's 11 o'clock. The news is next at 10.
Yes, right here.
Mr. Smith, we had an album here of Victor, a smart set, a favorite love songs by Frank Munn.
It has to be good. Have a Goober sandwich. It's Peter peanut butter and jelly in a jar.
Name of course quit pro football recently rather than sell his interest in the night spot, as requested by Commissioner.
Welfare Secretary Finch has denied he plans to resign in the controversy over Dr. John Knowles. But he says he had told a newsman last week he would quit if Knowles didn't win nomination as the nation's chief health officer. Finch spoke with newsmen late yesterday after flying to Denver to address the National Conference of Lieutenant Governors.
As we leave here on Independence Day 1969 to take our pursuits, let us hold our heads high and say, I am the nation. May I possess title of freedom and beacon of hope up to the world. It would not be fitting that we do less. Thank you.